This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Sunsara Taylor is not one to shy away from big questions, such as how do we find meaning in life? But the New York-based essayist and provocateur has concluded that attributing meaning or causality to God's will is not a satisfactory answer.
People have a longing for meaning, for morality, and that's a good thing, that's a need, but how do we root that in a liberating morality, in a secular morality, in a reality-based morality that can correspond to actually doing something about the horrors in the world?
Taylor is both an activist and an atheist, and will stress the connection between those stances when she speaks tonight at Sonoma State University, part of Project Censored's lecture series on modern media censorship. Her talk is titled, "Is Believing in Gods Actually Harmful?" It draws extensively on the ideas and writings of Bob Avakian, whose most recent book is Away with All Gods.
Part of the tour is me telling my own story of breaking with Christianity, which Bob Avakian had a lot to do with. A lot of what I've done has actually been informed by and influenced by the work of Bob Avakian, his social analysis, but also his critique of religion and its role in the world, why it's rising today, the essential content of the major religions, their historical development. And so I'm very excited by this book, Away with All Gods, Unchaining the Mind and Radically Changing the World, and especially taking it out to young people on college campuses.
Rather than fulfilling or empowering humankind's best impulses, Taylor argues, organized religion subverts or obscures those intentions.
The need that we have for meaning, for awe, for wonder, for a sense of how to be good to each other, to improve the conditions of life for humanity, to take care of the environment, to have mystery. All these things actually can be given much more profound expression the more that people have a scientific approach to knowing and changing the world. And in fact, religion actually curtails that and cuts that off.
That misdirection is most egregious when fundamentalist teachings come to the fore, which Taylor contends is not an issue confined to Islamic nations.
This has actually been promoted, the growth of fundamentalism in this country, by very powerful political forces who, on the one hand, are enforcing ignorance, attacking things like evolution and a broader understanding of the world, and on the other hand, giving people simplistic, absolutist, and small-minded so-called solutions and mobilizing them as a social base for, frankly, fascism.
Beyond fundamentalism, Taylor says that religion in all its manifestations stands between believers and a full understanding of concrete reality.
God doesn't exist, and so belief in God is a belief that takes you away from an understanding of the world the way it actually is. And anytime you do that, you have less basis to understand it and to act to transform it.
Still, Taylor acknowledges that people of faith can and do work toward those transformations to improve the human condition.
There have always been people who've been progressive, who've been motivated to fight for justice based on their religious beliefs. And it's very important that the dividing line in social struggles or in the struggle for a better world is not between people who believe in God or people who don't. It's between people who want to do something about the injustices, about the wars, about the torture, about the suffering.
Sunsara Taylor talks tonight at 7 p.m. in room 103 of Darwin Hall on the Sonoma State University campus. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.